We'll either tomorrow or Sunday, we'll continue. Thank you. Wow. It's released. It's on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. It's really
What's
good.
It called?
My Show.
Yeah. Can you see my antenna?
Yeah.
Wow. It's changing my shot a little bit, this song that I was going to share. Let's start with purity of speech. First of all, how beautiful, what a schus to have Rabbi Lazarus. Amazing. The day last week? So we had everyone, we dedicated the shir for the Rav's Refuah Shleima. We really had you in mind. And it's amazing. Felt it. Okay, we felt what we were with you. We're always with you. Thank you. Okay, let's continue to be mechazik in just saying the Hilchos Lashon Hara first, and we begin with talking about negatively about someone's family. Let's just chazar over. Let's remind ourselves one of the challenges of Lashon Hara is, besides the spiritual malady of Lashon Hara, besides the spiritual sickness that it causes in Shemayim, between families, between people, as we know, as one of the mashalim, one of the metaphors of Lashon Hara is speaking against yourself. It's like if your hand does something and then you're like, you hit your hand, you know, what a bad hand. We're all part of the same body, the same unit. And besides the spiritual and what it does, ruchnius, and how it separates people, it separates family, it separates the Jewish people, it separates one's connection to Hashem. But that's already spiritual. I'm talking on a practical level. One of the beautiful things about learning Hilchos Lashon Hara and not talking about other people is really to stay in your lane, so to speak. To stay in your world, as I heard a few years ago, I read and it made an impression that people suffer. I don't mean physically suffer; they emotionally suffer when you're in other people's businesses. There are two businesses that are going to make you suffer. You're either in God's business or you're in someone else's business, because Hashem. Obviously, we could daven. Obviously, we can ask Hashem for things. But when a person is trying to change the weather, and a person is trying to change reality outside, and he's minding someone else's business, or you're trying to control someone else, as we love the not the serenity prayer, but saying, Hashem, grant me the serenity and the ability to accept those who I cannot change, the courage and humility to change the people who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me. So when I live in that world, when I live and be the change that you want to see in this world, that's one of my favorite lines for that reason. Be the change that you want to see in this world is that we're always pointing. Sometimes I could be pointing, we could be looking and looking to fix other people. And the more we learn that the person who I need to heal and the person that I need to focus on is myself. And that's really what the Hilchos Lashon Hara teaches us. As the Impurity of Speech, day 8, page 35, talking negatively about someone's family. Not talking negatively about someone's family. I heard that so-and-so's parents are dishonest. Leah's family or someone's family is quarreling over their father's inheritance. So when you talk about someone's family, so you could say, I'm not talking about them, I'm just talking about their family, also falls into the category of Lashon Hara. Hashem should help us all. We should be zoche to not be looking elsewhere, not to look outside of ourselves. Obviously, to help somebody, we can look, but not to see the negative in anyone. It's a tefillah that we could really say. The Rebbe Ramelech, what?
Really, that helps yourself.
That what?
When you're
nice, positive. Nice. Well said, Avi. Well said. Avi said the best way, were one of the ways you could help somebody else is by working on yourself. Working on yourself. Right? Some people say, how could I work on my roommate? How could I change my roommate? How could I change my caravan? How could I this? The best way is to change yourself. When you make your bed in the morning, so it might bother you that your roommate doesn't make his bed. When you wake up at an earlier time, so you might say, oh, but my roommate does this. Oh, but my roommate does that. We don't realize when we go ahead and we act a certain way, it's the greatest influence that we can do to anyone around us. It's not so much what we say, it's more how we act. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Hu Haya Omer. The Mishnayos a lot of times say, Hu Haya Omer, which means it's not what I say, it's not the talk that we talk, but it's the walk that we walk. And sometimes just by making your bed, just by keeping a clean room, just by learning and focusing and doing what you are supposed to be doing and just acting a certain way. You know, someone like Avram Schmuckler One of the sweetest, most humble person who does what he's got to do, and it's so you're so quiet, but you're so loud. It's so loud. I don't mean so quiet in a negative way. You're a humble person, but that's loud. It's not what you say. It's how we act. So Hashem will help each and every one of us. I want to talk about something that is more of a No Mic Monday conversation type of thing. I know yesterday was great. At least I enjoyed it very much. I look forward to continuing it. Some asked to continue it today. I think it's good to take a break a little bit to process. What I want to talk about today is hopefully it'll come out. Hashem help that it comes out, because I really like this a lot. It's something that we all know. We all know this. It's interesting because it's not really even in this week's parasha, but a good way to remember this is it's 24/7. If you look in Perek Chav Dalid in Shmos, not the actual, in Sefer Shmos, 24/7, if you look up the Pasuk 24/7, it says, Nase V'nishma. 24, Perek Chav Dalid. Pasuk Zayin, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nase V'Nishma. It's actually next week's parsha. It's not this week's parsha. In the parsha of Yisro, it doesn't say Nase V'Nishma. It just says Nase. Which is dumb. That's an interesting question, that the Nase V'Nishma comes later. But I want to talk about Nase V'Nishma. Because what is Nase V'Nishma? What is Nase and Nishma? We all know that what makes sense is first let me understand, and then let me do. One of the most beautiful things that the Jewish people did in this week's parsha is we said, I will do, and then I will understand. Not first let me understand, and then let me do. And this is what I want to talk about today. We'll call it old school, quote unquote, versus new school. We'll call it quote unquote. And the reason I say quote unquote, because that's exactly, I think, the point of what I want to talk about. Some people think that you're either this way or this way. I'm either a Nase guy or I'm either a Nishma guy. What does that mean? I'm either a doer and a doer, a doer, or I'm a Nishma, I'm an understander, I want to understand. Let's give an example. Let's give an example of somebody who is putting on tefillin. Why am I putting on tefillin? Do I feel connected? Whatever that word even means, but do I feel connected? Which is interesting, because tefillin in essence, really means to be connected. That's what the word means. Tefillah really means to be close, to be tied. That's for a different time. But let's just use the tefillin as an example. Tefillin, if a person says, why do I put on tefillin? Nasa, you put on tefillin, who asked you why? That's called, right, we refer to that as old school. Why are you asking about feelings? Why are you trying to connect? Just nasa, just do what you got to do. Nishma is what? I'm not going to do anything until I understand it. I'm not going to do anything until I understand it. The Jewish people said nasa v'nishma. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Just simple understanding of, let's say, something like tefillin. Do I put on my tefillin even though I don't understand why I'm putting on my tefillin? Do I first learn all about tefillin and then I put it on? So some people think it's either or. Some people think, wait, I'm either that guy who's going to do it and not understand, or I'm that guy who's going to understand and then I'll do it. I think the ultimate goal, it's like the external versus the internal a little bit. My goal, we would want, and we could, if someone has question comments, I'm open to that, because I know this is a little bit deeper and more sensitive, but I think it's very, very important. It's important to realize that all relationships have the nasa and the nishma. Mitzvah, let me give that as an example. What does the word mitzvah mean? Who wants to say what mitzvah means? I didn't learn that when I was a kid. What? So David said commandment. Aviel, you were the one who said it. What did you say?
Tzavta.
Tzavta.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What does commandment mean?
Connection.
To do. Oh, what does tzavta mean? So connection. So we didn't learn growing up. Rabbi Lazarus for sure did not learn this growing up. I for sure did not learn this growing up because my generation was a little bit more of the nasa, which meant you're commanded. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. Beautiful. And that way, Avramo, we could say it. You should do it. You have to do it. You are commanded to do it. But then comes the Zohar. And the Zohar says, what does tzav tzivoy mean? Tzivoy doesn't mean commandment. It also means what? Tzavsa. Which means what? Connection. So let me ask you guys a question. Why am I saying also? What are you going to do? Let's talk about marriage. You know it's one of the things I love talking about. Let's say you sit there. I'm being, right? Let's say you sit there and you say, right? Honey, I'm so connected to you. I'm so connected to you. I'm so connected to you. Well, you didn't buy me flowers for Shabbos, for Erev Shabbos, and I like flowers. And you know, let's say your wife's primary love language, because it's going to happen to someone here in the Beis Medrash. Someone here is your wife's number one love language. Everyone has five love languages. Your primary love language, let's say it's gifts. Let's say she loves when you buy her flowers. So you get a gift and you buy her flowers. And you don't buy her flowers because you have flower trauma. And I'm not making fun of anybody who has flower trauma. I don't know if somebody does. I'm just making it a little bit lighter. Now, let's say someone has trauma from the father. I don't know. Maybe his father threw flowers at his mother. I don't know. Something happened that you have trouble. And your wife says, I would love for you to please get me flowers. And what do? You go ahead and say, oh, yeah, I love you so much. And I love you so much. I'm going to meditate on the word flowers Friday afternoon. I'm going to connect. I want to read about it. I'm going to all that. At the end of the day, the relationship with your wife, your relationship, you're not doing. You're not doing. I want to understand, honey, right? Wait till you'll do it. I want to understand why you like flowers. You want to understand why I like flowers? I want to understand what that means. Why does it mean that if I buy you flowers that we have a good relationship? Why are you doing that? Just I'm asking you to do something for me. So do you hear the extremes? Nasa is, and I've said this story, thank you very much. I've said this story. You could go ahead and bring to the flower store a credit card. You could do it. It might be a good idea to do that. You give the flower store a credit card, and I'm not saying there's a negative thing to do. You give the flower store a credit card, and you say, every Friday afternoon, charge the card, send my wife flowers, and write a note, I love you, you're the best, blah, blah, blah. That would be wonderful. Or you could go out into the field, and you could pick out these beautiful flowers. You could go ahead. Now, your wife might like to store flowers better. But what's the point? In every relationship, thank you, Avremel. He just did something for me. When we do, thank you. You do something. When someone does something, a commandment sounds a little strong. If Hashem says, please put on tefillin for me, you could say, sure, I will put it. I'm not giving anybody mussar over here. But if Hashem gave us, there's 613 mitzvahs, which means that Hashem is communicating to me. You know what's one of the big challenges that people have in relationships? We spoke a little bit about this yesterday. Is it's hard for me to say what I need from you. It might be hard for me to say, this is what I need from you. Right? I think Shimshi was mentioning it yesterday that that maybe a person, if they say, I need, there might be a codependent aspect to that, which is true. But it's also important, that could be true, but it's also important to be able to say, this is what I need from you. And then the person hearing what you need wants to give what you need. Why? Not because if I don't do it, I'm not going to have a good marriage. Not because if I don't do it, the monster God, Chas V'Shalom, is going to smite me and punish me and kill me and I'm not going to make money and he's going to hurt me. Not because of that. But why? Because he wants, what does he want from me? What does Hashem want from me? What? A relationship. He wants a relationship with me. And the way he communicates what that relationship is how? In the Torah. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Hashem says, you know what I want you to do? I want you to love your fellow man like you love yourself. Rabbi Akiva says that's the whole entire Torah. Hashem says, you know what I would like you to do? Once a week, I'd like you to enjoy your family. Spend time with your family and with me. Have Shabbos. I want you to please put on tefillin. I'd like you to give some tzedakah. So that's maybe the nasa. The nishma and understanding it is for a person to say, I want both to come together. Because when I live in a world, what I think that's confusing, I think, for people is that they think that it's either or. Either it's all about my feelings, it's all about me getting it, or it's all about me just doing it. Right? When you tell someone, well, try it. Sometimes when a person has the feeling that, you know what, I am someone who you want to, let's talk about a relationship that you want to get deeper. What would you do when you're dating a girl for the first time and you want it to go well? And she says, she writes to you probably, right? Could you do me a favor? What would you say? Could you do something for me? What would you say? I don't know, I'm not sure. You would say, sure. What is it? Sure. What is it? 2 o'clock in the morning. Sure. I need X, Y, Z. Sure. That's called NASA. Then what happens? A month later, when you're already close and you already won her over, can you do me a favor? Could you do something for me? You start scratching your head. I'm not sure. I don't know. She keeps on asking me for things. What's the pshat? A real relationship is always balancing between doing and connecting. Doing and understanding. It's not either I totally understand or I totally do. It's the synergy. It's the power of putting on tefillin and understanding what that's doing for me. Understanding what tefillin is. Understanding what Torah is. Understanding. Understanding. Because understanding is connection. When you understand someone, V'adam yada eschav ishto, when he knows his wife, when you know someone, when you get to know someone, when I understand what Hashem wants from me. In Mesil Sharm, he has one perek, and it's in the whole sefer, it's called Mishkal HaChasidus. It's connected to Chasidus, not Chasidus as in Chasidish. It's connected to, it's not what you're told. The Torah is not about, that's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. It's not what you're told. As many people ask me, so I don't get it. Do I go to Mariv if my wife needs me at home, or I don't go to Mariv? Right? So now if we had the answer to that question, it wouldn't be a question. Because someone would say, it's obvious. Some guy might say, Nasa. The other one might say is that your wife needs you at home. Someone might say, oh, so every time my wife needs me at home, so that's a good question. Nasa v'nishma. If Hashem says you're supposed to, right? What's that lesson of an Am Haaretz, someone who doesn't know? Someone's drowning, God forbid, on Shabbos. Says, oh, it's Shabbos, I can't save that person, right? I'm driving to Mincha. And we don't judge people who drive a certain way. You're driving to Mincha, cutting people off, beeping your horn, and then I love, and then they'll take up seven parking spaces for my Mincha. Maybe you missed the whole point. Oh, so don't daven Mincha. No. 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 It's both. So don't put on tefillin until I understand tefillin. Maybe, or maybe I'll understand tefillin if I start putting on tefillin. How many times do I have people say, well, Shabbos, I don't connect to Shabbos. And I'm not, there's zero judgment. I think you all know. Zero judgment. I don't connect to Shabbos. Did you try Shabbos? I didn't try Shabbos. How many times do I say, someone comes over to me and says, I haven't connected, I haven't put my phone away, and whatever it is, for 24 hours, I tried it. I had someone the other Shabbos. Tell me that. I had someone the other Shabbos tell me, he came to me, he was actually not from yeshiva, and he came to me after Shabbos, and he told me, he gave me I don't know him so well, I don't want to give too many details, not that it's a compliment, it's nothing negative, and he says, I want to tell you, this was the first time in many years, whatever it is, he says that I didn't go on my phone, I didn't vape, whatever he told me, and he says, I feel awesome. I feel incredible, I feel connected. Now, I'm not judging anyone to say what comes first, even though it does say Nasa and then Nishma. The point is to be able to hold, just like the tzaddikim say. What do the tzaddikim say? In one pocket, I think they say B'Shem Reb Elimelech and Reb Zusha's brothers, I don't know, could be. In one pocket, it's supposed to say, you guys remember this? In one pocket, Reb Zusha and Reb Elimelech, they bring it down? Okay. On one pocket, it's supposed to say, what Avi? B'Shvili Nivroilam, which means the whole entire world is created for me. In the other pocket, it's supposed to say what? Anoichi Afer Ve'efer. I'm but dust and ashes. How could that be? It's a contradiction. What's the answer? Yes. The answer is yes. I don't understand. So I'm supposed to put on my tefillin anyway, even though I don't get it? And that's going to help me get it? Or I'm supposed to learn about my tefillin and really delve in and understand my relationship with my Hashem. What's the answer? Maybe yes. And I could say one thing, and this is so important. When we talk in terms of old school, new school, other generation, and I'm someone who I try not to talk about it, but I bring out the point because I am someone who grew up in more old school. My father was the ultimate old school from the Holocaust. My family was the culture of the 70s and the 80s was not about Nishma so much. It was more about Nasa. It wasn't about feeling and understanding. It was about doing. And there are weaknesses with that. And there's strengths with that. And then now people are more in the world of, I've been doing it and doing it and doing it. I have no idea why I'm doing it. So I want to understand why I'm doing it. And there's weakness in that and there's strength in that. And when you combine the two, and you're not going to combine it today. It's a journey of life. It's the journey of life. Because you know why? Sometimes we're in the world of Nase, and sometimes we're in the world of Nishma. Some things are easier just to do and not to understand. And sometimes I need to work on my understanding, and that'll motivate me to do. The key is, and that's why I like, even though it's next week's Parsha, that's why I like 24-7. The 24th Perek, the 7th Pasuk, is Nasa V'Nishma. Because sometimes I need to wait, and I need to open up a book, as I've said this many, many times to all of us, and I can't say it enough times. Somebody says, we spoke yesterday about anxiety. Let me ask everybody here a question. And I'm not saying this to challenge anyone in a negative way. How many books have you read on anxiety? How many books have you read on what anxiety is? As I referred one book. How many podcasts have you listened to about anxiety? That's called Nishma. That's called learning about it. People say, I want to be happy. I want to be a more happy person. How many books have you read on happiness? And I do not say that at all, chas v'shalom, to give mussar, to challenge anyone. But what I'm saying is, yet we have to learn about it. People say that as well. Shabbos. I'm not connected to Shabbos. I'll say the same thing. How many books have you learned about Shabbos? How many podcasts have you listened to about Shabbos? Tefillin. I'm not connected to tefillin. And this I want to say as well. We're young. What? Because especially from if someone's 18 years old, so you've 5 years, you're putting on tefillin. Okay. Did anyone talk to you about it? Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe your father did this to you. Maybe this. It could very well be. Learn about what is tefillin. Why is tefillin so important? Why is Shabbos so important? Why is kashrus, how a person eats? What a person Shmira Saint Ayin. You can learn about Leisasura Achrei Levavchem Vachrei Nechem. What the Torah? There's a whole sefer called Sefer Achinuch. There's a sefer called Sefer Achinuch, which gives the explanation for the 613 mitzvahs. Why it is that we do every mitzvah in the Torah? Every mitzvah. Why do you think we do? You know what the Chinuch says about why we honor our parents? Kabbalei Savicha Yasimecha. I think, if I remember correctly, it's one of the best. It fits what we do over here. It says if you have trouble honoring physical people who've given to you, could you imagine how hard it's going to be to understand what God does for you? Isn't that so powerful? If I can't say, I love that story. I love that story of the little kid. I love it. The little kid, I remember I saw this. I forgot where it was. The little kid goes to the kid. They still have candy men in shul. They have the guy who's the candy. He has the candy bag. So I remember the kid goes. He takes out the candy. Or the kid, or the candy man gives him the candy. He comes to his father. Tati, daddy, look what I got. Right? What's the first thing? Did you make a bracha? I'm like, no. Bad question. Not did you make a bracha. Did you say thank you? Because if you can't say thank you to the man, you're not going to say bracha. There's no way you're going to say bracha. Why? Because if I can't say thank you, Avremel, for giving me a cup of water, I could go ahead and say, oi, baruch. I could say, baruch. I'm saying like a big, with a big tzitkis and roll my eyes, and I'm not making fun, but a little bit I'm trying to make a point. I could say extra kavana to Hashem while I hit Avi in the shoulder, right? As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I think, said. I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, oh, very good. Someone asked him, what kavana am I supposed to have as a chassan, right? If you're not a yeki or a svardi, or you put on your talis for the first time is when you're married, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, someone asked him, what kavana am I supposed to have when I put on my talis? And he says, have kavana not to smack anyone in the face. That's the kavana. Maybe it wasn't Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. What's the pshat? Nasa v'nishma. It's the same thing. My relationships with Hashem, it's a relationship with Hashem. Hashem is asking you for something. He's asking you to do something. He's asking from you something. Nishma means, are you hearing that? Are you listening to what he's asking? Are you listening deep down? Amir Tashem, you'll get married. It's not what your wife is saying. It's not what it's not what your wife says. It's not what your child says. Also, it's what they say. It's being able to listen to what their needs, what are they asking from you? That's the nishma. And when we put those two together, and if my wife asks me, honey, I love flowers, and I get her the most beautiful flowers, and I feel connected when I give her the flowers, and I do, and I feel, that's the ultimate connection that a person can have. But if I'm trying to sit there and I'm meditating on the word flower, but I'm not able to do the action, or I'm doing the action and there's zero feeling, either way you go, old school, new generation, we all need each other. We all need each other. There's a reason that Hashem makes it, and I've said this, I can't predict, nobody can predict, I mean, maybe some people could predict the future. I can't predict the future, but I've always said this over here, and I don't know if this is what's going to happen. Maybe it's going to go back to NASA because there's so much nishma. Everybody's all into, you know, I got to understand it. So what you're going to do is you're going to tell your kids, you got to understand. Like, understand. I want to get moving over here. So it might lean back to the NASA. And then it's going to go back to NASA, then it comes back to nishma. You know why? 24/7. The answer is about both. It's early. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. Baruch, thank you, Avremel. Baruch atah, thank you, Avremel. Thank you, Avremel. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, Kol Nishmah. Is that? Was it?